grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many times should I forgive my brother, my sister, my spouse, my kids, my parents? This is a law question that Peter asked today in the Gospel from Matthew 18. How many times? It's a question of quantity. Something that can be turned into a prescription, made into a rule or a law. So we can assure ourselves that we've been forgiving according to the number of times that God laid down in the rule book of life. We don't want to get to heaven and hear, "Oh, I'm sorry, you were two forgivenesses shy of getting into heaven, and now come back after purgatory." We don't believe in purgatory, though, do we? How many times should we forgive our neighbor? How many times? Here are some possible answers, okay? Just possible answers. Here's one. Never. We could never forgive our neighbor. I know some people like this. I bet you do, too. You may have accidentally cut someone off in traffic, and then they give you the one-finger salute. That's not very forgiving. And some people are like that in all things, aren't they? Or some people are able to forgive just one time. Once, and that's it. You get one chance for a do-over. A mulligan in golf terms. Or seven times. Spread over a week, that's once per day. That's pretty forgiving. Here's seven chances to do it right. Or how about this? 70 times 7. In a week's time, that's 70 times per day. That sounds a bit too forgiving, don't you think? No one should get off that easy. Should be forgiven 70 times in a day, maybe in a lifetime. We have a saying, don't we? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Wait a minute. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So how many times should we forgive someone before we change our tune from "I forgive you" to "I cannot forgive you" or "I won't forgive you"? I'm going to answer that question today by distinguishing where the power comes from to forgive. If the power to forgive comes from within, then you may be able to forgive your brother, your sister, your mother, maybe once or twice if you try hard, maybe once per day or seven times. Of course, the bigger the sin, the harder it will be to forgive. But if the power comes from within you, then I guarantee you, you will not be able to forgive someone 70 times 7. Jesus was asking too much of you today, if the power to forgive comes from within. So how can we forgive someone that many times? One time for that sin that our spouse was never to do? Or beyond the seven times, like when your brother and your sister has pushed the limit too far? How do you forgive someone 70 times 7, even someone you've never met or someone that you just get to know recently? I'll tell you how. Not by the power of the law, with its prescriptions and limits, and us trying to forgive because God told you to be forgiving. Not by that power, but by the power of the gospel. The gospel has no limits, no prescriptions, no limitations, no numbers to say enough is enough, no way to exhaust it. No chance that it will run out because of oil refineries in Texas. No chance that the quantity depends on just the election. The power of the gospel is in this: knowing that God in Christ Jesus forgave you 70 times 7 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. The gospel is that God so loved the world that He paid for the sins of the whole world through Christ Jesus and His cross. The gospel is that God on the cross means forgiveness for every sin, and that forgiveness is yours by faith in Christ Jesus, who is even here today forgiving us all our sins. The power is not from within. It comes from the outside. It is received by faith and allows you to forgive one times, not seven times, not 70 times seven, but as many as times necessary so that God's grace is not bounded, limited. Now, with this knowledge comes freedom to live and to love freely without holding back. When we forgive by tapping into this power, we can forgive and, yes, even forget and love again and die in the confidence that when we stand before God in heaven, we will not have to give an account for why we couldn't forgive. Now, surely people will take advantage of us and our ability to forgive, to be too forgiving. But that is not your problem. That's their problem. If anyone takes advantage of the power of forgiveness that is displayed in you as a license to sin again and never realize that power comes from God, then there will be hell to pay. On the other hand, the text tells us today that if we do not show mercy, then we too will have hell to pay. Why? Because we need to recognize to whose kingdom we belong. Who's your king? In today's text, Jesus told a parable about a man, a king, who forgave his servant his debts because that servant begged for God's mercy. And then the king's servant went out and he demanded repayment from a fellow servant, one of his debtors. And that debtor then, in turn, begged for mercy. But the servant showed no mercy. The king found out and he was upset. He brought that servant back into his courts and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, the king delivered the servant to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. The take-home message for us is the king shows mercy. And it's his kingdom. Good servants will do likewise. And so us, we live in God's kingdom. He shows mercy. He forgives us our many debts. With the same cross, he also invites others to know God's mercy. Therefore, we must follow suit. We must forgive others their sins because we live in God's kingdom. Jesus is our King, and he taught us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." First, it's God's forgiveness in the vertical, and then it's forgiveness to your neighbor in the horizontal. He is the vine. We are the branches. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. But connected to the vine, there is the power to forgive 70 times 7. On the last day, God will look upon all the times we showed mercy and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You trusted in my mercy. Enter the kingdom that has been prepared for you before the foundation of the world." But if we do not show mercy, then we will hear, "Pay back everything you owe." Don't let that happen. You may think God is too forgiving, but it's His kingdom. May we be too forgiving too, from the heart. And may true love increase, unbounded, without limits. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.